About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
Say that, Klein Alley Show. Vanessa's in the studio. Allie's been pondering these questions. She will be delivering in a moment for another round of the Dumb Off.
The Dumb Off.
All right, get your pencils out, I guess. Vanessa, do you have a pencil?
Pen? I got a pen.
All right.
Because no mistakes. Just kidding.
Vanessa's very concerned about the Dumb Off. I think that's Vanessa's biggest fear in life is being considered dumb. Because she's not dumb.
I'm just bad at spelling.
Bad at spelling and...
and grammar.
Speaking.
And
both of you kind of are.
Right. Doesn't mean we're dumb. Mm-hmm. Just means we're different. Uh-huh. Apparently, Klein doesn't know his colors, according to the text line. All right. Well, we all have our problems.
I will tell you, there are no color questions.
Thank God.
I could have asked, what is the shirt? What is the shirt's color? It would have been a really tough thing.
It looks like a gray blue.
Well, as someone pointed out, I love your Lakers shirt, Klein, but where's the logo? It's not a Lakers shirt. It's a goddamn blue Dodgers shirt. Regardless, doesn't matter. Allie's got 7 questions here. Rules of the Dumb Off remain the same. We'll write down our answers, get through the question portion of it, play a song, come back with answers. Let's see if you're smarter than we are. Whenever you're ready to kick off this round of the Dumb Off.
All right, you ready?
Yes. Yep.
Okay, question one. Two brothers are on a road trip.
Brothers or brothers?
Brothers. One of them gets diarrhea. Spell diarrhea.
Oh my gosh.
Great question, Allie. I was waiting for a spelling one. This is great.
Okay. Question number two. If you have yes, am I okay to move on?
Yeah.
If you have three, you have three. If you have two, you have two. But if you have one, you have none. What am I?
What?
Stupid crap.
One more time, please.
If you have three, you have three. If you have two, you have two. But if you have one, you have none. What is it? Or what am I?
I'm going to change the question now.
Either one works.
What am what I? A burly lesbian asking dumb questions. That's what you are.
Fine. What is it?
Stupid crap.
Question number three.
Assholes.
This traditional Colombian dish often contains a mix of beans, rice, arepa, chorizo, plantain, chicharron, avocado, and beef.
Hold on.
I know this one.
This is not Dumb Off stuff.
That was question three.
This is common knowledge about culture.
Part of intelligence.
Say the question one more time,
this
please.
This traditional Colombian dish often contains a mix of beans, rice, arepa, chorizo, plantain, chicharron, avocado, and beef.
Same answer as question one, diarrhea.
Oh, mames.
You're not wrong. I know.
I'm writing that again, giving that answer twice. This is BS, and you're giving Vanessa questions that she knows. I would never do this with
all
the Dumb Off.
Question four. A box is 5 inches long, 2 inches wide, and 3 inches high.
Ah!
What is the volume of the box? This box is 5 inches long, 2 inches wide, and 3 inches high. What is the volume of the box? Question number five. Four girls are in line to buy smoothies. Lacey is behind Stacy, but not last. Casey is in front of Macy. Stacy is directly behind Casey. Who is at the end of the line?
I need to see this visually.
I'll repeat the question.
Easy. That's an easy one.
Four girls are in line to buy smoothies.
That's not about Colombian beans. I got that one.
Lacey is behind Stacy, but not last. Casey is in front of Macy. Stacy is directly behind Casey, who is at the end of the line.
There is no line. That line's going to get snorted up by Vanessa. That's the answer.
And then finally, Mark, Shelf, End, and Worm can all be added to the end of which word to make four different compound words?
Sorry, okay, got it. That's
easy. That's an easy one.
I was done.
Hold on, you're only giving us 6 questions?
Is that 6 questions? Where am
you
I?
Don't even, oh, my God.
You just, so, oh, yeah, yeah. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I skipped over one. Yeah, that was question six.
You're going to win again. You're going to win this
round.
Okay,
all right. Mark, shelf, end, and worm can all be added to the end of which word to make four different compound words?
Easy.
Okay?
Yeah, easy. What? Easy. Just write it down, Vanessa.
Mark,
moving on.
Mark, shell, and worm?
Yeah.
Mark,
shelf. Yeah, you got it.
Right. No, Mark, shelf, end, and worm. Can all be added to the end of which word to make four different compound words? Your final question.
Okay,
I had
six,
many options
seven,
here. I skipped
seven.
One.
Thank you, Jesus
Your
Christ.
Final question. Jeez. In which play does the following line appear?
No, it doesn't matter.
A rose by any other name would smell as sweet.
A rose by any other thorn.
Oh, really? Are you correcting me? A rose by any other name would smell as sweet. In which play does that line appear?
Jesus.
Those are your questions.
You know, I'm still trying to figure out how to spell diarrhea.
Okay. Well, we're going to play the song. We'll come back with the answers.
How do you feel you did?
Well, there's a couple I have blank still.
Okay.
Two and three, primarily. But I think I did all right. Vanessa seems.
How do you feel, Vanessa?
I definitely got.
But you gave
three
her some.
Wrong.
You gave her some softballs. So we'll come back with the answers in a moment. It's the dumb off testing intelligence, we think. We come back with the answers next. How do you think you did? Results after this on KROQ. Man, there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes here at K-Rock as we try to get to the conclusion of round three of the dumb off.
The dumb off.
I mean, I know I didn't do great, but I hope I did better than Vanessa so I don't have to move on and deal with this again. But Vanessa's got, wow, you got so much stuff written down on your page. Man, oh, man. All right, Allie, whenever you're ready to take us through the answer round, question-answer round, it's the dumb off. It was Vanessa versus me today to figure out who on the show is the dumbest and who will be moving forward to battle Allie and Johnny in another round of dumb.
Yeah, I mean, day one, it was a close battle between Johnny and Jake. Yesterday, it was a not-so-close battle between me and Omar. A lot of people wondering why a finalist in the dumb off is coming up with the questions for the dumb off, but
great.
That's besides the point.
Can't even count to seven, we learned, so... Whenever you're ready, let's go ahead and break down these answers.
Question number one. Two brothers are on a road trip. One of them gets diarrhea. Spell diarrhea. Klein, would you like to go first?
It's a trick question because no one knows how to spell diarrhea. Okay. And that's kind of the standard thing. But, I have a D-I-A-H. There's an H in there somewhere.
Yeah.
D-I-A-H-A-R-E-E-E.
There's no way you think that's how it's spelled. Come on, give me a real answer.
That's what I wrote down.
You think there's seven E's in diarrhea?
D-I-A-H-R-A-E-E-A-H.
Okay. I'm not even going to write the rest of that down. Vanessa, what did you write?
D-I-A-H-E-R-I-A. Diarrhea.
Okay, neither of you correct.
No one knows how to spell it. That's the right answer.
So many possibilities.
Vanessa spelled diarrhea.
Okay.
And you spelled Diahari.
Yeah, well, whoever knows
so
what it is.
It is D-I-A-R-R
H-E-A.
Diahria. Question number two.
A bunch of
if you have three, you have three. If you have two, you have two. If you have one, you have one. What is it? This is question two. We'll start with you, Vanessa. What did you write
down? A circle?
Where'd you come up with that?
I don't know. You got three. If you got two, if you have one, you have none.
Oh, I see what you're doing because it's a zero.
Yeah, so instead of saying zero, I put a circle.
Yeah, not correct, but yeah. An interesting answer. What'd you write down, Klein?
I said an X.
An X?
Like an ex-wife or an ex-girlfriend.
Oh, you're trying to be funny?
No, I'm not trying to be funny. I was thinking to myself, if you have one, you have none.
Like if you have one X, then you have no X's?
Then you have one X. You're home by yourself. You have nothing there. I know this is like a stupid thing.
Doesn't it make you mad?
Yeah, it's annoying.
Yeah, it's annoying, isn't it?
More than anything else, it's annoying.
All right, the answer was choice.
Wow.
If you have three choices, you have three choices. If you have two choices, you have two choices. But you have one choice, you really don't have any. You have no choice.
Okay, I see it now.
That is such a...
Isn't it so stupid?
Boo!
Yep.
Like, that's not even...
All right, no one's gotten anything right so far.
This is where
question three. This traditional Colombian dish often contains a mix of beans, rice, arepa, chorizo, plantain, chicharron, avocado, and beef.
D I A H R E E A. I wrote that as
That's
well.
That's still spelled wrong again.
Bandeja stew or something like that.
Oh my God, you got it half right. It's bandeja paisa.
Okay. I'm going to give both of you the point on that. The fact that you got bandeja.
Yo, that's crazy,
that
bro.
Because Vanessa's talked about it a lot.
It's delicious.
It's annoying how much she talks about it.
Okay, so I'm impressed.
And also, doesn't that sound like a word we're not allowed to say?
Yeah, paisa I thought was a bad.
Everything in America is bad.
No.
Bandeja
sounds very similar to a word we're not allowed to say. A word that we can't say with an O at the end.
We can say that.
That one we can say.
It's stupid.
Okay.
Dummy.
Okay. Question number four. What is the volume of a box that is 5 inches long, 2 inches wide, and 3 inches high?
Oh, two? Oops.
What'd you put, Vanessa?
Wait. 5, 2, and 3? That messes up. This is different. My answer is different. Hold on. 30.
Okay.
I have 30 as well.
You both got that right.
Yeah.
Great job.
What did you have originally? I didn't think you were allowed to change answers.
No, sorry. It's because I thought I heard 3 twice, but it was because I had a lot of writing. So if it was a 3, it would have been 4.
Yeah, you multiply the length by the width by the height, and that is how you get the volume. Good job. All right, question 5. 4 girls are in line to buy smoothies. Lacey's behind Stacy, but not last. Casey is in front of Macy, and Stacy is directly behind Casey, who is at the end of the line.
I have Macy written down as the last
person. Gosh. Macy? Question mark?
Is that right?
Yeah.
You both got it right.
Geniuses. We are
effing
geniuses.
You guys are doing great. See, this is what happens when you apply yourself.
The next one.
This one is right.
Question number 6. Mark, shelf, end, and worm can all be added to the end of which word to make 4 different compound words? Klein, what did you write down?
Book.
Vanessa, what did you write down?
Well, I have letters. M, S, N, W, which I think...
What?
You can write message.
What?
You think you can write message?
I know you can, but
what the hell does that mean?
What are you saying?
MSNW.
This is like Da Vinci Code stuff over here. MSNW.
You said, curse.
You said man, shelf, and
she said
eight.
She said what? Add a word to all those other words.
I didn't say man shelf.
You didn't say man?
No.
What'd you say?
Mark.
Okay, Mark M.
Yeah, bookmark.
Bookshelf,
bookworm,
bookend, bookworm. Okay.
Vanessa, you could be squeezing into the finals of the dumb off.
Okay, so now Klein, is one ahead with the final question. In which play does the following line appear? A rose by any other name would smell as sweets. We'll start with you, Vanessa.
I don't know, but I'm thinking Romeo and Juliet.
Okay.
Klein. That's what I put too. But
did you? Or did you look at my paper?
Oh, I didn't see you wrote
Colin,
that down.
Are you cheating?
First of all, I think Vanessa's cheating because she did not spell Romeo right. Check her paper, please.
Okay, this is not a spelling
Rome.
Test.
I put Rome, but I know what I meant.
She put Rome and Juliet.
Shakespeare. Rome
is in everything now, isn't
Sublime
it?
With Juliet. I have Shakespeare, and then I wrote down...
Let me see your paper.
Death of a Salesman. But that was my first thing, and then I changed it to Shakespeare, but Romeo and Juliet was the stupid play. Is that not right?
It is right, but I'm now questioning whether or not you
Shakespeare.
Got... Shakespeare. Yeah.
And then I wrote Death of... I can't read what you wrote. So give her the point on that
one.
Fine, I won't take that one then. Rome and Juliet, that's even dumber than...
Rome is way off, bro.
I forgot the O, but I know what I meant.
When you said play, I started writing Death of a Salesman, then I realized you were going to do that stupid Shakespeare talk, and I put Shakespeare.
If you both get this right, then Vanessa is moving on to the next round.
Well, let's say I got this wrong. Then it's a tie?
Then it would be a tie.
Yeah.
Tiebreaker.
You wrote down Macy?
Yes,
book,
dude.
She wrote down
book,
Macy.
Bandeja stew, ghosts, diarrhea. You got no one got the point on that. So do you have a tiebreaker question, Alex?
I do.
It should be spelling.
I do.
Oh, Jesus
It should
Christ.
Be spelling since that's not our forte.
Passengers usually start to board their flights 1 hour before the scheduled takeoff time. The gate will be closed 15 minutes before takeoff time. Jack's plane is scheduled to take off at 12:05. If he arrives at the gate at 12:10, can he board the flight?
1, 2, 3.
Is it a yes or no?
Huh?
Is this a yes or no?
Yes.
One, two, three. Clyde, one, two, three.
Well, I mean, look, the obvious is no, but I'm wondering if we shouldn't say AM or PM, so this could be one of those.
Ah.
I'm going to say yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
What do you say, Vanessa?
No. He missed a fly. You're not getting in, buddy.
The answer is... Wait, what did I say?
Oh, Jesus Christ, Allie. God damn it. It's unbelievable.
Hold on a minute.
I think everything you said is wrong about this question.
I may have paraphrased the question.
Oh, my God. Allie, congratulations. You're moving on. Somehow you've lost this round of the dumb off. It's K-Rock, final.